This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you are listening to Between Two Worlds. It's about a talk show about your spiritual journey on bbsradio.com. And I work as a psychic medium, and I'm back from my little trip being up in Alberta. I went to my 30-year school reunion. That was quite amazing. After 30 years being in school, being away from school, and trying and having to meet all the students that you used to know in the past, I'm telling you, I never recognized hardly anybody. And in fact, most of them never recognized me. But it was interesting, and I would say I enjoyed myself. And it was quite an interesting trip. It was a very fast trip getting down there and back, but it was worth the trip having to meet up with the old friends I used to have. Anyways, the phone lines are open. They are 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. I'm waiting for anybody who wishes to call in to ask for a complimentary reading. And like I said before, if you want to make contact with parents or someone that you know has passed over or someone you actually want to get a reading regarding yourself, and whether it's work or anything in mind, just give me a call. And we're looking forward to having a chat with you. I also work as a paranormal investigator, so a lot of my work too is actually helping to find spirits that are in hauntings in people's homes. But I like to stick to my paranormal or my psychic work because I like doing that once more often now than ever, because everybody right now all wants to get a reading these days. And summer's coming. My God, summer's coming. It's getting close. Actually, it's here. And it's getting warmer and warmer and warmer, and pretty well, I would say that we should all be tanned, dark-skinned by the end of the season. Myself, I'm going to be doing some traveling down the road as well. Probably most likely, I would say, sometime beginning of July, I'm going to be doing a tour down up at Slave Lake in Alberta. I'll be spending about a week there doing readings in that town. The town asked me to come in to do readings for a lot of people, so I'm looking forward to going down there. So it doesn't mean you losing me, because basically I'll be talking to guys from Slave Lake, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to doing that. And if anybody up in Slave Lake is actually hearing me right now, I'm looking forward to coming up and seeing you guys. So anyways, the phone numbers here are 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. Now, I was going to look up something here as well to share with you. Actually, I've done a little bit of reading on a story here. And there was a wonderful little saying that people have been talking about lately. I've been getting this email constantly, so I thought I'd share it with all of you. This is about, a little bit off the subject, but basically this is a bit of a story regarding women, which I think is beautiful. It says, enjoy and remember who you are. Letter from Spirit to women. When I created the heavens and the earth, I spoke them into being. And when I created man, I formed him and breathed life into his nostrils. But you, woman, I fashioned after I breathed the breath of life into man. I allowed a deep sleep to come over him so I could patiently and perfectly fashion you. Man was put to sleep so that he could not interfere with the creativity. From one bone I fashioned you. I chose a bone that protects man's life. I chose the rib, which protects his heart and lungs and supports him as you are meant to do. Around this one bone I shaped you. I modeled you. I created you perfectly and beautifully. Your characteristics are as the rib, strong yet delicate and fragile. You provide protection for the most delicate organ in man, his heart. His heart is the center of his being. His lungs hold the breath of life. The rib cage will allow itself to be broken before it will allow damage to the heart. You were not taken from his feet, but to be under him, nor were you taken from his head to be above him. You were taken from his side to stand beside him and be held close to him. You are his perfect angel. You are my beautiful little girl. You have grown to be a splendid woman of excellence, and my eyes fill when I see the virtues in your heart. Your eyes, don't change them. Your lips, how lovely when they part in prayer. your hands so gentle to touch. I've caressed your face in your deepest sleep, and I've held your heart close to mine. Of all that lives and breathes, you are the most like me. Adam walked with me in the cool of the day, and yet he was lonely. You could not see me or touch me. You could only feel me. So everything I wanted Adam to share and experience with me, I fashioned in you. My holiness, my strength, my purity, my love, my protection and support. And you are special because you are an extension of me. Man represents my image. Woman, my emotions. Together you represent the totality of spirit. Isn't that a good little reading? It inspired me to share that with everybody in radio. Okay, now, the show that I'm doing coming up also on Wednesday is called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. I want to share that with you as well. It's going to be turning itself into a talk show, which basically I'm going to be bringing in guests from other parts of the world and interviewing them from different works that they've done, and also people that have gone through different experiences themselves, even that are local, that have been trying to get their word of information out to the rest of the world of what they've experienced regarding spiritual awakenings and the journeys they've been on. So I've decided to do Wednesdays at 2 o'clock with Donald and Doug here and on BBS Radio. And so it'll be coming up in the near future, the next week or so, once we've established the dates and the date when it can start. And we're looking forward to having it ready. I have a lot of people have actually emailed me already wanting to come on to share their stories. So doesn't mean I don't have enough work. And I'm looking forward to doing the interviews with all of you. So if anybody wants to call in all as well, right now I'm open for the lines. It's the phone numbers are 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. Now, if anybody wishes to get a full reading with me, I do have a website set up with PayPal, and my website is whiteskycloud.com, WhiteSkyCloud, whiteskycloud.com. And you can enjoy going through all the things that I have, different pages that I have that help to inspire people. I'm also an author. I've written a book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and it's very inspirational. I like to help a lot of people with it, and it has helped a lot of people with it. So looking forward to having that done. Having to send the books out towards you all. Pardon me. Now, no phone lines calling in. This is a surprise for me this time. Okay. Now, even though nobody's calling in right at the moment, I want to share some information with you folks. When you work as a medium in the field, a lot of people will ask the question, like, what's the difference between psychic and medium? Well, I'm sure you've been asked that question many times before. My version of it, when you are a psychic, it's a Greek word, means soul. And that means that basically you're reading someone's soul, and it's a soul reading. It's basically what psychics do is tell about your future and the things that you're doing regarding your daily part of your life. And the most common things that people use are the three categories, which is your health, your income, and your family or job. And people always want to find out where they're going to go from here, or am I moving, or am I doing this, am I doing that? So these things are also are very common questions that we use. So that's what the people in the psychic field do. As a medium, I have the ability to talk to those people that passed over, and I try to bring up the name of the person who's passed by name, if they want to come through that way. And so what I've established to do through the years is actually call myself a psychic medium, because basically I combine both my work in the psychic field as well as the mediumship field. My background, I'm Métis. I'm Aboriginal, basically. Some people call us the half-breed, which is, we like call ourselves Métis because it means like a European background mixed with native blood. And this is who we are, and this is who I am. And So that's why I'm called White Sky Cloud. My grandfathers called me White Sky Cloud because when I was a child, they called me the sky is white. And when I grew up through the years, they gave me my name, White Sky Cloud, which means one who sees the other side, which makes more sense to me then, because I didn't know then when I was a kid. I thought the sky is white meant white boy because my skin was so light colored, but it meant the one who could see the other side. So I decided to carry this name on with my life, and my elders told me this, that I had to use this, so I followed through with it. So I'm not shy of it. I'm very proud of who I am. Anyways, also to help other people that want to learn to understand their psychic self and the field that they're in. Now, there are people like yourselves out there who have been wanting to experience the psychic field or have experienced the psychic field or have been having to experience spirits around them. And I can tell you right now, we're all psychic our own way. We have a special intuition within us. I mean, that's why a lot of women out there always get the butterfly feelings inside their stomach when they actually feel attracted to someone that they see. Little kids, they have to get butterflies in their tummy because they see candy. But the thing is that we learn to understand the gut feeling. That's what they call the gut feeling, the intuition, and trusting those things. Now, there are times that when women in this world, we call them the life givers because they have a very sensitive side to the earth just as much as men do. Read them saying, I'm not putting men down, but it's because women have that ability because they are life givers and that's why they carry the children in this world. They are more sensitive to spirit than men are. But there have been times that men have become even sensitive like the woman if they understand their feminine side. And this has nothing to do with having to work on, you know, to deal with the gay and lesbian community. That's just basically if you understand the feelings of a person, of a woman's side. For example, men that are married to their wives or have a girlfriend. When you begin to understand their feminine side, you become sensitive to it because you want to be a closeness to them. That's the love relationship. When we've been taught by our fathers never to cry, you know, when we were children, and to grow up to be a man. And one thing that we've learned to do now these days, and there's more people out there these days now expressing their feelings by having the tears to exhale from the body. It's important to do that because it's very healing. But it has nothing to do with machoism about it. So when we want to express our feelings, we want to express from the heart, and we want to express where we come from. And it's a very loving expression. It's a very healing expression. A lot of people right now today wanting to learn have actually weren't too sure if they want to become psychic or in the professional field or if not. Whether you do or whether you don't, it's having to explore it, and a lot of us are very sensitive out there to this day. Sometimes people don't want to use a psychic skill. They maybe want to be going to the healing field or basically stick to a 9-to-5 job, so to speak. But every day you will use some of that psychic skill, which is basically you learn to recognize what's right and what's wrong. And I would tell people that what you say is wrong. If you find something's wrong, you made a mistake. It's basically considered as a learning experience. So it's not a bad thing to say, well, I did something wrong. Now, I'm not going to say that you've done... I'm not talking about the guys out there who have done something violent, but basically somebody who has made a mistake, an emotional mistake, a physical mistake. For example, a mechanic, he may have made a mistake by putting a wrong part on the car, wrong size. That's a mistake. A woman, she could be changing purses and forgot her wallet at home. It's a mistake. It's a learning experience. So these are the experiences you go through, the just daily parts of life. But having to learn to be in the psychic field, and there's a lot of teachings to it. The first thing is actually is learn about meditation. We learn to meditate and sit with ourselves, and there's different varieties of meditation around us that we can work with. Some people do say, I don't have time to meditate. Well, we can use meditations for different aspects, through music, while we drive, or not with your eyes closed, by the way. while we drive, we like to let's say, sitting still, go camping, say go into the bush, walk into the bush, playing music with a drum, if not listen to a radio, something very soft, nothing too loud. because what happens, it distorts the mind, where you're trying to allow spirit to come through. Now, people say, what is spirit? Well, those are people that are passed over, and those are people that are from, they're also guides. And we do have different guides, spirit guides, guardian angels. And we also have family guides that come through as well. They like to help. So there's a lot of things that are offered to us that we learn to understand, and it does take time. And let me get some water here. I'm going to try to say. we try to understand the feelings and emotions. And so if any of you out there right now today want to learn how to use your psychic skills, to learn sit quietly with yourself, and if you want to listen to my voice on the radio, that's soothing too sometimes. but to guide you into a meditation is very soothing. You can visualize yourself that you are in a serene area, and most people call it, you want to find something like a safe zone. So basically what we look at is having to see ourselves, whether we're in a tropical area that we find is very soothing, or even sometimes people use their own bathroom. They will sit in the bathroom because they find it's a very safe place, and that's where they spend a lot of time with themselves there, whether they're doing makeup or whether they're just preening themselves or just quiet time. Because there's nothing else connected to the bathroom except having to have a shower and to spend time with yourself there. And because most people I've actually talked to lately has said to me, and even actors and actresses, they'll even use the bathroom to practice their acting skills, because it's privacy. It's basically a part of our private part of our life. So it's very quiet and very serene. But the reason why I use the bathroom, because when you visualize yourself, so your eyes are closed, you visualize yourself that you're leaving the bathroom eventually, but you're not walking out of your door, you're walking through a window, a veil. And you visualize yourself walking to, again, towards the ocean, but you also see a beach. And that's where most people would create a meditative place to go to. And they rest there, and they like to make a connection to someone who's passed over. when they do feel themselves sitting there, we always either look for a boat to sit on, or we're just sitting at the beach. And then we guide ourselves to say, I like to speak to someone who has passed over, I haven't spoken to in a long time. And guaranteed, most of the time, you'll always have someone who has passed over wants to pay you a visit. And they'll come sit down next to you. Or sometimes you may feel that there's, some people say they can't see them, but you can feel them. You can feel the emotion of them around you. That's what I've experienced when I was young. I've had the ability to see and also feel. And I've learned it from that when I was young growing up. So everyone goes through a different experience of what it's like to be in this field. There's so many different ways of aspects of meditation, too. There's different ways of aspects of meditation we've learned. And it has to be where your comfort is there. So when you decide to go into meditation and you start to feel a connection to someone that you know has passed over, that's your first psychic and medium experience. And that's how it works. That's why whenever I do readings for people, I let them know that it's not necessary if you come back every month to come and see me for a reading. You can actually give yourself 6 months to a year, because you what you want to do is you want to let the world work with you first, because you have to go through all the karma and all the intention of what you're guided, that I was guided to tell you, or whoever was guided to tell you. You have to let these things happen. we can't rush everything all the time, because sometimes people out there are in demanding, say, I want this job now, I want this now, I can't wait, I want this now, tell your guys I want this now. Well, I can't tell my guys, you have to tell your guys, you know, because we're just the messengers out there, and we like to help people in that way. But we try everything we can, or we do our best, you know, best of our knowledge, the best of our feelings, and try to help people through. Now, while I'm talking on the radio to you guys, you can actually, anybody wants to call in, they're more than willing to call in. It's toll free, 877-876-5227, or it's 530-876-3222. I'm looking for anybody who wants to call in, even to chat with me, they're more than welcome to. Just give me a call. even if Donald has any questions, you can ask me. Go right ahead. So, to understand our awakening and understand what we do, now, I call them the awakenings. I'm working on my second book. It'll be called Spiritual Awakenings. And because what I do is I share with people how to understand the awakening and experience to deal with how to experience this or how to go through the experience. And it takes time. We can't always rush it all the time. And like I said, there's people out there that are very gifted. They're quickly gifted because it depends on how you practice it. There are people out there are gifted, but they go through a very slow a slow pace, but they will get there eventually to learn how to use their gifts even more. We're gifted in different ways, totally different ways. That doesn't mean we're all the same, exactly the same, but we still could try and give you the same.
We have a caller.
Chris.
We have a caller.
Okay.
I'll put him on.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy.
How are you doing today?
Where are you from?
Good. I was just wondering who might be around me or who stays around me that's passed on.
Hang on a second, my dear. Can you speak to me again? Okay. Here we go again. Sorry, Sandy. Keep on going. Just tell me where you're from again.
Vancouver, Washington.
You're from Washington?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you like me to do for you?
I would just wonder who might hang around me that's passed on.
Okay. I like it when you say, I can find out who's hanging around me. It's more like floating around you.
Yeah, who's hanging around? I figure maybe there's
me.
Certain ones that hang around more than others.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see what I can do for you. Okay. Who in the family has a... this is kind of funny. Who in the family has a craving, or did have a craving for a Tim Hortons donut?
For donuts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know why this makes any sense. But somebody, unless their last name is Horton. You ever heard of Tim Hortons?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. There's actually somebody in spirit who actually was quite the baker or connection to the baking. But I felt something with donuts. I'm not too sure. That's why I heard the word Hortons. And somebody was actually a donut maker in the family. Like, quite the baker. And this is like... Who's Anne as well?
Pardon?
Who's Anne in your family or connected to you by the name of Anne? Or Anne?
Anne? I don't know.
Okay. When you're... I don't know what this makes sense. there's an Anne here in spirit, and it's coming to me. She's coming to me very light, not heavy. Like when you have a heavy feeling or like I see a cross, that means person has passed. But she, that's what I was asking, if she was related to you by some reason. But to me, she's feeling different. And I think she's like an archangel or an angel. Not archangel. She's an angel to you or a guide to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is an Anne. I don't know what the donuts thing's like got to do with it unless somebody is sneaking donuts and not knowing you, not telling you.
Well, I had a sister who passed on, and she baked a lot, and she grew like her own vegetables. And
she baked a lot?
Your well, sister? I know that she cooked a lot because she was more of a homemaker, and I know that she cooked everything from scratch, and I used to be jealous because Mom taught her and not me.
Okay, what was her name?
Janine?
Yeah, your sister's name.
Yeah, it's Janine.
Sorry, can you spell it?
J-E-A-N-N-I-N-E.
Okay, Janine. Okay. Was there a name of Anne around her, in the name of Anne in her name?
It was Lynn. Janine Lynn, I believe.
Okay. I think she's the one that's trying to come through, has come through, regarding the donuts or the baking. But she has this lady by the name of Anne with her. Yeah.
I can't think. I don't know, maybe it'll come to me later, but I don't know. She died of Alzheimer's.
Anne? Or your sister?
Or my sister did.
Did she pass away quite young?
Yes, very young. It was like the youngest they'd ever heard of getting it.
Wow, I'm getting, yeah, they said she passed away very young.
Yes.
Well, that's her. She's here.
How's she doing? I've always
wondered.
She's doing
good. She's actually concerned about you.
Really? Why?
It's like she's bringing up the idea. She's bringing up like you writing or wanting to write.
Yeah, I've been wanting to write down my dreams.
Okay. She's telling you to do this because it's like it's her concern. She wants to do this because I think she wants to make contact with you.
Oh.
Trying to make contact with you. And so she's talking about the writing. So I think what you need to do is do a logbook on your writings.
Yeah, that's what I've been wanting to do. I even bought a book just for that.
Yeah.
But I haven't started it because my life has been so hectic. I was like, it just sped up. I, you know, it's like I don't have time. I just got to do all this stuff. And it's like I finally had a chance to listen to BBS today. And I usually listen to it a lot, but I've just been so busy.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm a homemaker now. I worked for 31 years, and now believe me, I don't know, a homemaker is busier than I think work. Because everybody thinks you're free, so they keep you busy. I take care of my grandkids and everybody else.
No, you got more. Yeah. Homemakers do more work than actually a 9-to-5-er.
I'm discovering. And I said, you know, I don't sit around and eat bonbons all day. I rarely get a sit.
Yeah, no, because you're keeping yourself busy around you. You're keeping yourself busy a lot. Your sister is around you quite often, and especially, I guess I want to say, when you're flipping through magazines, her thoughts come to you when you're going through the magazine. It's like having a conversation because you're thinking about her then. Because either she actually had a fondness for Cosmopolitan, but she had a fondness for a certain magazine that she's... I'm being shown magazines flipping through.
What kind? Fitness?
Sorry?
Did you say fitness?
Yeah, like a Cosmopolitan or a, you know, magazine.
She was a real fitness freak.
Sorry?
She exercised like nobody else. I mean, when she ran, she only ran uphill. You know, she just... She was... You would think that she would be the healthiest thing around, and then she died so young.
Well, I want to say there must have been something besides just having Alzheimer's that she lost her life, because it's not specific to say Alzheimer's that she lost her life through. Like, I want to point out that there's a reason why she left this world so quickly. And she chose this by birth contract.
Yeah.
So it was, all she had to fulfill was maybe about 30 years, and that's about it. You know, in around there.
Yeah.
And then she wants to work with you. She's been working with you ever since you were a little girl. She's always around you all the time. Who was the oldest? Was it she or you?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest? How old are you?
We have five children. I'm 50. And she died at 55 quite a few years ago. She was like 7 years or something older than me.
Okay. So you're younger than her. That's what makes sense. So she is more like your guardian, protector. She's the one that's watching over you all the time. Okay. She keeps bringing up, she's flipping me again, like she's flipping me. Sorry. She's trying to get my attention by the name of Annie to you. So I don't
Annie.
Know who this is unless she had a symbolic meaning of name Annie, like drama or a play, but the name Annie.
I just can't fit it in.
She's trying so hard to use this name, I don't know why. It's just, it may come up to you, it may happen, you may remember what it means when we hang up, but I feel like I want to say she's around you, but she's using this name Annie a lot. And most likely when you are, you ever thought about doing automatic writing?
Pardon?
You ever thought of doing any automatic writing?
No, I haven't. I've heard people do that, but I figured I'd probably sit there and nothing would happen.
Don't be surprised, because your sister may want to come through and write with you. And what happens is that when you sit quietly with yourself and you write her name down 3 times on a piece of paper, and let your thoughts come through and just say, Janine, do you want to talk to me? You know, give me a message. Just give me those thoughts and I'll write them down. And she'll start a huge conversation with you. Trust that, because what happens is that it's not your imagination. Like some people say, well, it's just my imagination. Why is she saying these things? It's not your imagination. That's how it comes through. It's through thought. And she's going to come through by that purpose.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, we have different kinds of guides, as I said earlier. Our guides are around us a lot, and whether it's family or friends. And I hope this Annie does come through for her. She may understand what I'm talking about at the time. But sometimes when we sit here on the phone and I receive a message, I don't know why I have to say it. I just say it right there because they're trying to bring up that person's name. So a person has the intent of receiving this message. And sometimes there are also symbols. These are, can also end up being symbols as well. And it happens quite often. And they're basically, for example, we can use a symbol by the name, or we can use a symbol by using seeing the picture. And they're also considered as messages because they could be family members that are connected to this. And this does show that person what it may mean. So, a lot of us, you know, when I talk about automatic writing is, it's not something where you say, well, here's a pen, write. You know, like the spirit's going to take over the pencil. The odd time spirit does take over the pencil, but not your hand's not going to be pulled away from the pencil. You hold on to the pencil and it will write. But it takes time to practice that. But most of the time is, spirit comes through to you by thought. It's like writing a letter to your mother. You know, if, for example, if your mother passed away and you want to write a letter to your mom, even though you know that she's gone, but you want to express your feelings on paper and say what you want to say. But what happens is, if you've always been curious finding out, well, what would my mom say if she wanted to return that letter back to me and to say,
you know, this is how I'm feeling. And this is what happens. They will bring those thoughts to you, and you write those thoughts down. And that helps you understand, gives you a better understanding about what spirit does, because spirit, on the other side, as far as they're concerned, they're alive, and they see us being dead, so to speak, because we are, they're the ones that are the survivors, and we are the ones that live and pass, because we only have a short life here physically. But we have a full life in spirit. And it's continuous. We keep on going, going, going until we learn more and more. So these are a lot of our learning lessons we go through on this earth. And myself, for example, I was killed in a car accident when I was 18 years old. I went through a near-death experience. People call the word NDE. And I'm sure a lot of you people out there have gone through something similar like this. Or have you gone through an out-of-body experience? And that is having to see yourself leaving your body and you're floating around. That happens too. But an NDE is having to have a death where your spirit leaves your body, not your soul, but your spirit leaves your body, and you are seeing family on the other side in spirit, and you talking to them and making contact with them and having to chat with them, and or even somebody who you may not know, and that person is even telling you that you can't stay in spirit yet. They want you to return back. So I had that experience. I had the experience of seeing spirits when, when I was killed in a car accident, and I just came right back, and boom, here I am. But they gave me the option to leave. They said, you know, you don't have to stay here anymore. And I was 16 when they gave me the first option, and then the second time was when I turned 18. But I said, no, I want to stay. I want to help. I didn't know why, but I just felt I needed to help people, so I decided to stay. And I'll be turning 50 in October, so I'm here this long, and I'm having a great time enjoying all this. So I like to help a lot of people out there, and anybody who needs my advice, I look forward to it. Anyways, the phone number is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. This is the first time this phone has been really quiet, because most of the time I'm always busy on a Saturday. But see what happens? I take off for a weekend and they all think I'm gone. But I had no way of getting on, getting back to do radio on the weekend, because we're way out in the country on the boonies. There's no phone access, and that's where they have the 30-year school reunion. So I had to make some choices, so I stepped back for 1 week, and all these people are desperately trying to get a hold of me. But anyways, I'm still hanging around, and the show's going to keep on going, and I'm going to enjoy doing this. But if anyone wants to have any questions they want to ask regarding the psychic field, regarding the mediumship, or if you have any questions themselves, if they've ever experienced themselves and what should they do, you're more than welcome to call me, and I don't mind helping you, giving some advice. So, anyways. Is Donald there?
Yes, we have a caller.
You have a caller.
You bet. You can I put him on?
Go ahead.
You got it.
Hello?
Hello.
Who am I talking to?
Pardon?
Who am I talking to?
I'm just having a little trouble hearing.
Who am I talking to?
This is Alexandra Summit from Michigan.
From Michigan?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm just listening to you for the first time in this whole station.
Okay.
Well, I was sitting here listening to you talking about the contact, the last contact in the call, and I had been watching these paintings that I have. I was just resting. I had a full day with trying to do something here on the solstice celebration, and you know, getting with the earth and all that. And it was, so I was just resting, and this friend of mine who, her name is Allison McMaw, and just a fantastic painter. She has passed over, but I'm sitting here with her paintings, and I'm I was getting the message that the actual parts that are more full are, not full, but more distinct are her material presence, but there are these other parts that I was seeing kind of out of the corner of my eye, and as a result of shifting light in the room, that were more, I was feeling she was saying, I'm talking to you through these other parts now. So I just wondered if you had any further insight into that. We've so missed her, and there was just a lot of bitterness in her life, and I know that she would have been able to leave that behind now, and I would. She was a great mentor to me and friend, but the bitterness often interfered in that, so...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, she's not bitter. There's no bitterness with her right now.
No.
It never has been, really.
So.
It's, she wasn't really bitter. It was frustration.
Frustration, that was right.
Yeah, it wasn't bitterness. She just dealt with frustration. She was frustrated that things didn't work the way she expected to, but
yeah.
She really appreciated her art, and she really appreciated everyone recognizing her for who she was.
Oh.
And... I'm not sure if there's cancer connected her to somehow, but I want to bring up that she's bringing up the month of July or cancer to me.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not sure how
cancer,
she passed
the
this
disease.
Way. Pardon?
It was the disease.
It was?
It was.
Okay, was this cancer?
It was. She had
okay.
cancer.
What's the month of July connected to her?
Oh, I don't know about that, because she was born in, she was May. Or April 29th birthday.
Okay.
So she was early Taurus.
Okay.
But she was also a lavender. You know, I was looking at the color in her paintings. Her aura color was lavender with a green overlay, or green with a lavender overlay.
Yeah. I would say that something's going to happen for you for the month of July.
Okay, great.
Okay. So this is basically where she's bringing up. So she's not suffering. Let you know that. She's clear of all that.
Yes.
She went through, which I want to say that she went through a, what you call a spiritual hospital, and that's where she, her spirit rested when she went through the suffering of her disease of cancer.
You mean while she was still in the body?
Pardon?
While she was still alive?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
She went through a lot of...
She went into a hospital, H-O-S-T-E-L?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She went through a lot of healing. And even in spirit, she went to a hospital, in spiritual hospital, and where she rested again, the body needed to rest, or the spirit needed to rest, because
yeah.
she went through a lot of struggle, like through a lot of agony and personal, like you call the emotional pain.
Right, right.
And she finally let go of all her connections to the body, so she's not dealing with the attachment anymore. Now she's basically feeling very free of herself.
Yes.
Now, she's around you all the time.
Oh,
okay, and I wanted to bring up, too, that she's also bringing up Douglas.
Oh.
Who's this?
I don't know. I just know that her son is Raphael. And I don't know. I was getting Douglas, too, just even before you said that. I don't know why. I don't know
okay.
who that is.
She's bringing up the name Douglas. Okay, if you make a connection with that name, you will.
Okay.
And she's thanking him. She's thanking Douglas. Whether it's about selling her art, whether it's about her being in the presence of this person, but somehow he inspired her.
Okay.
Okay.
How about her husband?
I'm sorry?
Her husband's name is Jim.
Is Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a man that actually inspired her. I guess most likely could have been about her health that she dealt with. And this is where the Douglas may be coming in. You may be meeting this fellow by some time down the road.
Okay.
Her husband may know what this means.
Okay, I'll ask.
Okay.
And, you know, anything else that you were thinking just now?
Okay.
I had another question.
I will say this, that you're making a trip to Ireland.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Is there a time frame at all?
I would say the next 6 months to a year, she says you're going to Ireland. Why she shows it to me, because she shows me the four-leaf clover.
Oh. Oh. And it's not Scotland?
Well, either or, but she chose me for the clover.
Okay, that would be either place. Sounds Celtic.
Either or, but she says you're going. You're going because of her, not because just yourself, but you're doing something for her like a memorial.
Oh, well, how about, I'm just getting chills on that one. I have just been talking to her a lot. I just felt really like that. I agree. She just seems to be with me a lot, you know, and I moved all of her paintings into one room that I can just sit here and have them in my main place I'd be. And, of course, we miss her so much.
She's around you. She's around you when you think about her. She's around you. I wouldn't put it past her. She'll end up being a guide to you.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. And if you're celebrating the solstice, she will be there in the presence to help you through this.
Oh. Her desire for recognition for her work, I mean, of course, it was very justified. And I know her husband really wants to try to do something for her, and he's a painter as well, so it's hard because he, you know, my career or promote her career is sort of a hard thing for him. And I tried to promote her career too, and I just, at one point, I was unable to help. And I have
her art will be recognized eventually, but right now there probably that's what this means by a gallery, because most likely there is a gallery that will be recognizing her for her work. Most of the time, anybody who's an artist, and after they pass away, it takes about a year or two before they're finally recognized.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be extraordinary. She was an Australian by birth and came and naturalized eventually. Just got her citizenship recently, actually, after years and years of being here and living.
Yeah.
Living in this country and struggling.
Yeah, has she been gone for about 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she said she was gone for only 2 years. So give her a couple more years and she'll be recognized for her work more. Now, she's bringing up a bench. And I'm not sure if it's a wooden bench, but it most likely sounds to me like it could be a memorial bench. A place where people sit to remember her by.
Oh. Wow. Huh. I wanted to ask, I mean, I just had a question about her passing, and I just was so distraught that I wasn't able to help her at all, and I had so many tools that it just seemed like there was not an openness to receiving any help with her passing, and I was also always really distressed about that.
She was never angry with you. She understood everything you had to deal with.
What?
She was never angry with you.
Ah.
Okay. And she was never upset the fact that you could not make it in places on time. She just knew that you had the intention to be there, but you did certain times you couldn't do it. Sometimes we're our destiny, and that makes sense. Sometimes we have destinations that we're not supposed to be there. Because, I mean, I've even had families come and see me where they just weren't supposed to be there. And then yet, in spirit, when they make communication with the father, mother, whoever's passed over, they'll say you weren't supposed to be here, but it was better for them not to be, just to remember them by passing, but they remember them, what they used to look like before they passed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
people go through that sometimes.
We had all these tools that, and, you know, diets and things, we would have been able to get her out of the cancer, but she just...
Well, sometimes people have destinies.
Yeah, there would seem like a destiny.
It was her plan to be leaving this world.
That's right.
But I will tell you this.
What?
She will be coming back. But when she does make it back, come back here, she'll continue on her art. So it doesn't mean it's going to be over yet. That means she'll become someone's, I would say, her husband's grandchild, which would be a little girl. And she wants to come back as a little girl, so she'll be back, and she'll be doing continuing her work is where she left behind.
And a powerful feminist is what her destiny in this lifetime had been, with women's art and the promotion of the political.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. But that means her son has to, she has one son, and he has to have a progeny.
Sorry? He'll have to have a...
But it could be a spiritual progeny. I suppose it could be in another family, right? I mean,
the end of the family, yeah, because she's going to come back as a little girl.
But, I mean, I think if her son could have a little girl, that would be wonderful.
How old's her son now?
But it's kind of unlikely. He must be 40.
Okay.
It's not age.
Like I said, a granddaughter, so it means it could be her son could even have a child. Does her son have kids?
No.
Okay.
And
most
a partner
likely
doesn't
sorry?
Have a partner that would be unlikely to have a child.
Yeah. I would say most likely what's going to happen is that she'll come back as someone's grandchild or someone's child, but I know for well she's coming back because she's
oh.
back.
Will it be in my lifetime? Will I be able to know her and recognize her?
After. She, I got to tell you this. Are you going through headaches right now more than ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're telling me about your headaches. Just finished telling me this about your headaches.
What?
She's telling me that she's trying to get through to you, but you're not listening to her, and she wants you to just let the headaches go, like let them come through you, because the headaches are learning to raise your vibration more so you can make contact with her.
So the headaches have this purpose, or it's because I'm not listening?
You're just not listening. And so she gets into your head, and she gives you the headaches.
Oh. Well, that's a lot better than having to have jaw surgery. That's what the other option was going to be, so...
Yeah.
I'll just try to listen better.
Yeah, because basically for some reason she's trying to come through and give you the help. And she's trying to give you the message, and including either if you have to have jaw surgery or not. But I feel that your headaches are based from her trying to get through and give you messages.
Oh, really interesting. I wonder what she... I mean, I'm taking care of my companion who's... she was very close to too, and there was just a special understanding between them. And I wonder if it's something about that she's trying to tell me, because I have a much older companion, and it's a very unusual relationship. So not many people understood it, but I think she did. She seemed to understand.
Well, I'm seeing California beaches around you.
Oh. Okay.
So there's a reason for this.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a great
I think you might know what this is about.
Actually, it's supposed to be Mexico, but it's Baja, so...
Okay.
That's both.
To me, it looks like a California beach because it's like really serene area, very, you know...
Yeah.
Beachy. I call it beachy.
What?
I call it beachy.
You know, beachy? Very,
like, well, all you see is sand and surf.
So cool. Well... she says that I could be safely there with my companion. Is that
yes.
what she's trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Wow. Because it is far away from anything. And this is an illness that, you know, you kind of want to be near emergency.
She's also bringing up an author, a person who used to live, or he was quite famous in the past. What's his name? There was either you or her, was quite the reader as far as reading books. And he has a daughter still alive. One daughter committed suicide, and his other daughter is an actress, and she's still alive. But for some reason, his name is coming up here for you. What the heck's his name? He was a writer.
This is some writer she's bringing up to me that they had one daughter that lived, one daughter committed suicide?
Yes.
And she's bringing up this author for some reason.
Yeah, because for some reason where he used to live is where you're going to be going.
Ah. Well, that's kind of interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a communal healing center that we have just learned about that my daughter brought to my attention, and they want to share, you know, have some sort of shared use of this place by investors, and that would be there, and it's just so far south that you don't even have to have buildings, really, shelters.
Yeah.
But that's hard to imagine with an incapacitated person. So I was.
See, both sisters were actresses, and then one committed suicide. One's still living.
Okay.
But the father was a writer, very famous.
I don't know. I keep thinking it couldn't be Hemingway, though.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. So wherever Hemingway lived, for some reason, she had a connection. Both you two had a connection to a Hemingway, either location or the book itself.
Huh.
So something to do with a certain book.
Oh my! I know that Hemingway lived in the Keys, the Florida Keys.
Thank you. That's what she's using as the connection. So wherever he used to live, Arthur Hemingway, or the Hemingway name, or the connection somehow, you're going to be you'll be connected to that area.
I apologize for that. Forget that. We're just running out of time.
This has been wonderful. Thank you. You are such a blessing. I can't believe I got to talk to you.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're getting close to closing off, so I would like to thank everybody for allowing me to come online and to share with them regarding our show, Between Two Worlds, and I'm looking forward to talking to everybody next week, next Saturday, again at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'd like to thank Donald and his brother for allowing me to come on radio. And look forward to everybody else calling in next week, and we're going to have a lot more fun. So everyone take care, and if anyone wants to get a hold of me, it's my phone number is 604-818-8375. Get out your pen. It's 604-818-8375 if anybody wants to get a full reading. I do have PayPal available on my website, and my website is whiteskycloud.com. So thank you, everybody, for this fun show and great talk. And we'll look forward to talking next week. Take care, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.